Today we are celebrating the family, the Holy Family. And the Holy Family was a very unique family. There was only one in the whole history of mankind. It was quite different from the ordinary family. First of all, Mary was the mother of Jesus, so she gave him a human body. But because Jesus was also the second person of the Blessed Trinity, his father was God the Father. And so God the Father was the one that sent Jesus to be present in the womb and get his body from Mary. And Joseph was there in order to protect and help bring up this family. So if you notice, this type of family never existed before and never will again. And so we show special praise to Jesus. God was willing to come down and take on a human body in order to redeem us. That's how far he was willing to go in his love for us. And if you noticed, he lived a human life, and he finally was put to death in his fight against evil. And at his death, it appeared that maybe evil had won. But then Easter Sunday came, and Christ rose, and he conquered evil forever. And so evil is still in this world, and it will be here till the end of this world. But evil will never conquer. And this is good news for us. Because, you know, if we had to fight against evil just by the power we have as a human being, we'd be in trouble. But if you notice, what did God do? He became a human being and conquered evil as a human God. And so he showed us that he was going to give us the power that we could defeat evil also. But what we always have to remember is that God cannot force us to accept good. He cannot force us to love good. But by his coming down as man, if we want to love good, we will conquer. We will succeed. And so this gives us what we call the virtue of hope, that through our lifetime we so frequently give in to evil. Yet because of what Christ did, we know if we keep turning back to God, we're going to overcome evil also. And so we don't have to get discouraged because we are weak and frail and we fail so often. Because every time we turn back to God, God gives us a victory over evil. So that when we finally leave this world, we have accomplished a total victory over evil, if we choose to stay with God. Now also on this day, we honor Mary for being willing to be the mother of the Redeemer, because this required very special problems for her. If you notice, one of the first problems she had was she was going to be married to Joseph, and she couldn't tell Joseph what had taken place when the angel came to her, because that seemed, impossible. Because every child that had been born was always born with a human father and a human mother. And so she had to leave it into the hands of God to take care of that problem. And of course, God sent an angel to Joseph to tell him that this child was somebody very different and very special. That it was going to be the second person of the Trinity that was going to become human. Now, of course, what Scripture doesn't make clear to us is, when did Mary and Joseph finally know that Jesus was not, he was the Redeemer, they knew that. But it doesn't say when they finally realized that he also was the second person of the Trinity. He was God. We don't know when if God opened this to them at the time that he sent the angel, or they found about this later. But we just don't know when they found that out. But anytime, whenever they finally did find it out, it must have been quite a surprise. Because here was a human being that Mary had given a body to, and yet he was the one that created them. He was God. And so that's why this is a very special family. And if you notice, Mary and Joseph both had to have great faith in God's word, because what he asked them to believe was something that he never asked any other human being to believe. That this child, to Mary, the marriage of Mary and Joseph, was going to come up with a God-made man. And so we have special praise for Mary and Joseph that they had such faith as to accept the fact that God was coming down to become a human. Now, of course, it's important for us also to realize we have to have faith. And just as God asked of Mary and Joseph something that was impossible according to human terms, and he tells us same way for us to accept the man Jesus as God, that's going to require a great faith from us, because it's never happened before. It's never happened since. And so we have to ask ourselves, am I willing to believe what Christ teaches me? And if you notice, Christ established the church to teach us how to be, to live as a child of God, not just as a child of humans. And that means that we're going to have to be doing things that won't make sense to us now, because we're just living the human life now. But when we enter into God in heaven, we're going to be living not only the human life, but also sharing in the divine life of God. Now, that's impossible, except if God did it. And do we believe that that's what God has in mind for us? And if we're willing to accept that that's what God has in mind for us, we have to realize, I have to do what Christ told me to do, even when I don't understand it. Because there's going to be a lot of things we wouldn't understand. Just like for Mary and Joseph in raising Jesus. You know, here they were supposed to raise him as a child, and yet he was God. He knew everything. And yet he depended upon them to raise him in his humanness. And so we have to ask ourselves, am I willing to follow what Christ told me, what Christ taught us, even when it seems unbelievable? This is the faith that we have to have also. Because if we don't have that type of faith in Christ, he can't raise us up to give us a sharing in the divine life of God. Because he can't force it on us. It has to be something that we personally choose to be. And we can't personally choose that unless we do and act as Christ wants us to be.